things about the crystal structure. And then the because we only measure the intensity, the square of these structure factors, and we don't really know the structure factors, the process is that using this information about the unit cell and the chemical analysis, you guess the basis. So it's not a wild guess. You have some idea. Usually the people who are doing this know pretty good what the possibilities would be. And they guess a basis. And then from the basis, you calculate the structure factors. You square them, because they'll be complex numbers. You square them, and then compare that to the you compare that to the diffraction pattern. And if you have hundreds or thousands of diffraction points, every one with an intensity, and you compare that to the calculation, you can be quite sure that you've got it right when all of the points when all the points fit. This way of calculating the primitive lattice vectors is the most accurate way to measure the distance between the atoms. It gives you values that are correct to about 1 part in 10 to the 5th. So it really tells you it's much better than trying to measure it with a scanning tunneling microscope or any kind of microscope trying to measure the distance between atoms. X-ray diffraction gives a very accurate measurement of how far the atoms are apart in a crystal.